And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. In Michigan, homeowners can now apply for a state rebate program aimed at helping families install tornado-safe rooms. The Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division says applications are open through June 15th for homeowners seeking reimbursement towards FEMA-compliant storm shelters. Officials say the program comes after a severe start to the year for tornado activity in Michigan, including multiple outbreaks that caused widespread damage and severe deaths across the state. If approved, homeowners could receive up to 75% of eligible construction and installation cost, with reimbursements capped at just over $7,000. The proposed program would be funded through a FEMA Resilience Grant, although federal funding has not yet been finalized. State officials plan to select randomly 50 applicants along with 100 alternates if additional funding becomes available. To qualify, applicants must own and live in a permanent residence in Michigan. State officials say the program is reimbursement-based and homeowners must wait for approval before beginning installation. Safe rooms built before approval will not qualify for payment. Applications and program details are available through the Michigan Safe Room Rebate Program website. And if you go to our article there on thumbnet.net, there is a link to that website. And Michigan's rising energy costs are quickly becoming a major political issue ahead of this year's elections for governor and the state legislature. Republicans are blaming Democratic clean energy policies for higher utility bills, while Democrats argue large utility companies and the state's rate-setting process are driving the increases. At the center of the debate, however, is Michigan's 2023 clean energy law signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which requires utilities to move towards 100% carbon-free electricity by 2040. Republicans, including gubernatorial candidate and Congressman John James, say the mandates are increasing costs for consumers and want the law repealed. GOP leaders are also calling for a rollback of recent electric rate hikes. Democrats, meanwhile, are defending the climate plan, but proposing changes aimed at lowering costs and limiting how often utilities can request rate increases. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says Michigan residents are paying too much for electricity while dealing with an aging power grid and repeated outages. State regulators say the issue is more complicated than politics alone. Michigan Public Service Commission Chair Dan Scripps points to inflation, supply chain issues, labor costs, and expensive grid upgrades as key factors behind rising bills. He says Michigan utility costs remain well below the national average, even as residents feel pressure from broader increases in housing, food, and healthcare expenses. With the election less than 6 months away, both parties are expected to make energy affordability a central campaign issue as voters weigh into who they trust to manage Michigan's economy and utility costs. We'll be right back after this message from Bayport State Bank in a brief PSA.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Sometimes, after service, it feels like every step we take sets us back.
I'm so sick of this. Yeah. I can't do this.
Like we're getting buried under the weight of it all. There's always a path forward. We just have to find it. Listen to stories from veterans who've been through similar challenges at MakeTheConnection.net.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.